I'm not saying you need to be prepared fully, but the first thing you need to do when you start investing in multifamily, start building out that team.
Hello, everybody. Jake and Gino here. And today we are discussing the biggest mistakes when we purchase our first multifamily property. Gang, many things change, but many things also stay the same. When we started back in 2011, the country was pulling out of the Great Recession. Investors were not looking at the Southeast the same way they are today. Banks were stingy. They were stingy and rents were low, comparatively speaking. The fundamentals, though, buy right, manage right, finance right, are still there. They're still the same, and it's still what we focus on today, especially the buy right when we're vetting the quality of construction and the vintage of these multifamily properties that we're looking at. So, G-Daddy, let's talk about those early days. Let's dive in to what went wrong on that first deal so folks can avoid the same mistakes that we did, and hopefully we can shorten that learning curve.
When we started out, the biggest mistake that Jake and Gino committed was we fell in love with the property. Oh, I love the property. Oh, Jake,
the romance phase.
This is going to be great. I mean, look at this. This is a picture. I mean, I looked at the property and I said, but the problem is, I look at the numbers. You fall in love with the numbers. Make sure the numbers make sense. Make sure the property makes a profit. You don't want an alligator, which means a property that's negatively cash flowing. Our property was doing okay, but we didn't understand income and expenses as well as we should have. We didn't know really what a cap rate was. We just got lucky that we bought a property and we were able to what we call now value add. But that first learning lesson is fall in love with the numbers. If the numbers make sense in the property, then go ahead and actually do that deep underwriting and make sure the deal makes sense for what we call your buy right criteria. We didn't have buy right criteria at the time, but that was the big thing. Don't fall in love.
Well, the numbers worked, Gino, but unfortunately the property had a septic. It needed new roofs. It had wood siding. Okay. It had undesirable residents that weren't vetted on the front end. So there's many things now that fall into what we call our buy right criteria that we did not have then. So we had to create those. So we bought a situation that had some things that needed to be fixed. And guess what? Septics went bad. Roofs needed to be replaced. Siding needed to be done. Did not have central heat and air. And if you look at our buy right criteria now, all those things happen to be on there where we weren't looking at those before.
And that rolls us into the second big mistake, Jake. It's the due diligence. Mm-hmm. All those things that you just knocked off. Maybe we should have taken some time to take a look at them and see what they cost. Replacing the roofs, doing all that work, undesirable tenants, a rent roll. I mean, due diligence can be broken down into three phases. Our three-step framework for due diligence is really the financial. Well, we really didn't do a good job financially speaking because they're mom and pop. So we were taking a real big shot at that. The next one is the physical due diligence, the second part of the framework. And Jake is talking about physicality of the property. The driveways, the siding, the septic systems, which actually failed a few months after we took the property over. That was a $9,000 painful expense. Thankfully, we were able to pay it through cash flow. And the third one is the legal due diligence. Were we actually on the property buying 25 units? Thankfully, we were. But there's garages spread apart. There's all different things going on the property. So the three-step framework, I want everyone to write it down. It's first the financial. If you like the financial numbers of the property, proceed to do the physical inspection, which is the second part of the framework. And the third part is the legal.
Interestingly enough, all the mistakes that we made resulted in the most important component that we haven't discussed yet. We got the first deal done. Bar none, that was the most important thing. Thankfully, it wasn't the deal that was going to tank us. We still bought right when it came to our financial projections, and that's what saved us on this deal. So we were able to make the numbers work. Later on, we fixed the property up so it became a desirable place to live. And most importantly, and I still believe this to this day, it got us in the game. It was that snowball effect that got the snowball rolling down the hill, added more properties, more baby money soldiers went to work because of this deal over time, and we got started. So I still with all the mistakes that were made on this, I'm so thankful because it got us in the game.
The third mistake, really, when I look back at this property, is we were unprepared with our team members. We
because that was the team. It was I'ma do this
and I'ma do that and I'ma gets burned out. But I'ma didn't have a real estate broker. We were lucky that we found it on this deal. But I'ma had no contractors, so we didn't even know what things cost. I'ma really didn't have an attorney. I'ma didn't have a CPA. We were looking at the two bookkeepers here right now, so we didn't have any infrastructure at all. Do you think we should have spent a little bit of time preparing ourselves for that? I remember the inspector we got on. We got him online like 2 weeks before the deal. And I'm not saying you need to be prepared fully, but the first thing you need to do when you start investing in multifamily, start building out that team. And the real estate broker is key. He or she is one of the key components. And the real estate broker can start recommending other people on your team.
To wrap it up here with the criteria, buy right, manage right, and finance right, make sure you understand your underwriting. Base it on actuals in the beginning. Have a budget in place. Okay. And then the interesting component is Gino touched on team members. Okay. You need to make sure you're out there while you're looking at deals, looking at property management companies. Okay. You got to be networking with brokers. You got to be networking with banks. So building up that team while you're vetting deals. So, you know, you go on, you're able to underwrite your deals. You have a good, you know, team behind you in terms of if it's Jake and Gino, if it's as real estate calculators, whatever you're doing, you understand the numbers well enough to close on that deal. That's a huge component. Bankers, brokers, you're networking them with them as you go, property managers, so you can get your finance right component in place. And then when you take over, there's a team behind you and you understand the systems that it takes. You understand PPU, okay? You have a cash draw report. Okay. All these
things. What's PPU? PPU?
I'm not going to tell you. Oh. Profit per unit, gang. And this is one of the most important things we did. Not one of the biggest mistakes that we made, but we built this city on cash flow. We built this. No, seriously. We built our business on cash flow.
If it don't cash flow, you let the grass grow, my friend.
That's right. And so what do I mean by that? Most importantly, we weren't super concerned with, oh, we got this fancy CRM. We got this amazing property management software. We have all this accrual accounting. No, Jake and Gino looked at the income statement and we put systems and procedures in place to have a good draw report. We knew how much cash it took to run the property. We knew where the money was being spent. We managed the cash before we managed the accrual. Okay. And if you don't know what that is, go ahead and Google it, because it's going to make a big difference in how you set your business up. And I'll never forget that. I'm very pleased we did it.
So. Here at Jake and Gino, we create multifamily entrepreneurs. I'm Gino. He's Jake. And we are Jake and Gino.
We'll see you next time. Thanks, gang.
Family, this is where you need to be.
The team you've built is incredible.
There is no egos here. Everyone is always looking to help the other person.